Okay. That's better for sure. So we can just share my audio and camera on here, I guess. Andy, do you want to go ahead and get us started?
Sure. How are you today, guys?
Good.
And we've Megan and I have put together a agenda with a couple of items on it. We wanted to just briefly touch on the agenda or the 2025 goals that you guys had talked about in the December and November meetings. If anybody had any additions or any adjustments they'd like to make, otherwise, I think Megan, we wanted to go forward with the goals that were stated unless anybody had any changes.
Is there a chance you could verbalize those goals?
I don't have
Just a quick recap.
the updated, I don't have the updated strategic plan. I'm not sure who Melena sent that to. Megan, if you've got that or if somebody else does.
No, I haven't gotten it yet. And I should just say to everyone, I haven't officially been sworn in. That will happen on Wednesday. So I'm and I don't have access to my email yet, so maybe if it has been sent to me or to that one, I haven't received it yet. But does anyone on the group have our strategic or our goals? Community resources and that.
Perhaps we could review that at our next meeting then.
Absolutely. Okay, then moving on. The next item on our agenda was an update on the pretrial services grant. If Casey or Frank would like to give us an update on where we're at, or anybody else who has information regarding that.
Only thing I'll put to that is things are moving forward. Hopefully, Sheriff's Department will be spending some of that money this week with the new budget starting up. So, our first report to the grant committee is due at the end of the month.
And I owe Brad some pretrial services forms geared towards Summit County so that we can discuss those. So I'll get those to him this week.
Well, perfect. If there's no other discussion you guys want for that item, the next one, Megan, this was your topic. If you want to run this, the immigration meeting update.
I wasn't part of that meeting, but I just thought maybe if either the Sheriff's Department or the Park City Police wanted to give us an update on how that went and if there's anything we need to share with the group. I don't know,
I'm
Frank.
sorry. That was it cut out just a little bit. Can you explain what that topic is again?
Yeah, that was a meeting that we were told that took place with the Sheriff's Department and the Park City Police Department and a couple other local stakeholders, just in regards to some concerns with our immigrant population. And I wasn't part of that, but we were just wondering if there was an update or anything this group needed to be aware of.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that was with our undocumented versus homeless.
Yeah, I believe it was about the undocumented.
Okay. Now, Justin, I know that we're having ongoing discussions. This is Darwin from the police department. Ongoing discussions on how to best mitigate safety of our undocumented population in light of, a new presidency coming in, and making sure that our residents still feel safe, that they can come to law enforcement when they have a problem without fear of being deported, and then balance that with deporting and arresting those who are preying on society.
Who all was at this meeting?
I don't recall which specific meeting. I've had a handful of discussions on it, but nothing as far as a subcommittee from this group did I participate in.
Okay. Maybe, Darwin, if I could add, I had two staff members that are becoming involved with this. Plus, we have the Latino Behavioral Health Committee. They're meeting at 10 o'clock today. This is on their agenda to talk about how the meeting went. Just all the feedback I've received so far from my team is it was a very positive meeting. It was something that folks needed to hear from both the Sheriff's Department and Police Department. I think the other part with this too, it was, correct me if I'm wrong, hosted by the Park City Community Foundation. So they really sort of did the outreach for that meeting.
Okay. Well, thanks. And yeah, if you can just keep us updated if there's anything we should know about that. I was just curious. That was all I had on that. Go ahead.
No, I just said, yeah, certainly. We'll keep updated.
Okay. The next item on our agenda was legislative discussion. If you guys had anything that you wanted to game plan for the upcoming session, discuss any bills that you might be concerned about or that this group should be made aware of, or any tasks that you'd like members of this council to perform for this legislative session. I'm sure we'll be talking about session for a while.
if there are topics that we may want to discuss, should we send that out to the group email that's been sending this out, or is there a specific person that can collect this for a next agenda?
You can send that to me for the next agenda. Mm-hmm. I'll have access to my email by then.
Hopefully.
And you send us out your email when you get it so that we know.
Yeah, I'll send it. It should either be today or Wednesday by the latest.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just to the group forwarder, Megan, so we've all got it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are you getting your current email?
It's personal. Does anyone on this meeting have insight into the bills that are coming forward that would affect criminal justice? I heard some rumors from someone in Salt Lake that there's a whole bunch of minimum mandatory punishments that are going to be trying to put forward this year.
Well, if I don't yet, but UPC, the Utah Prosecutor Council,
yeah,
they publish something in advance of the session. So I expect to get that, I don't know, in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Anyone else have anything they're following or watching yet? Andy, is there anything you're aware of that we should know about CJCC or?
Not yet. There aren't any bills that are currently open that we're overly concerned about, but that changes daily. we'll have a bill tracker that we create once session does begin. And UAC doesn't have just a focus on criminal justice, so our bill tracker is more broad spectrum for like county-related things. But certainly, we will have some criminal justice bills that we track on there as well.
All right. Well,
if that's it for legislative talk, we do just have the council comments on current criminal justice issues. If anybody has anything they'd like to bring to the table and inform the other council members about.
This is Rich Mrazek. I had a quick question. I had some time when I was on signing week to look back through the legislative updates from previous years. In 2022, this is mostly a question for Aaron. There was Senate Bill 179 that talked a lot about criminal justice coordinating councils, but it also did away with the JRI approved mental health and substance use providers and came up with a new system by which DIH would publish a description of services provided and the contact information for licensed and contracted mental health and substance use treatment programs. Does that list exist? And if it does, can we get a copy?
So no, that doesn't list exist at this time. Part of what's happened with the merger of Human Services and Department of Health at the state level, that sort of got pushed off to the back during all that. JRI now, in terms of the behavioral health, has pretty much been defunded and removed. We used to receive a sizable amount of JRI funding for behavioral health. We don't receive any of that anymore. So they're currently working on what does that look like moving forward. I think one bill, though, just to throw out there that is going to be very interesting, we're keeping an eye on. Like anything, there's going to be changes to forensic admit of commitment, civil commitment, things like that. But there's another one that we're kind of scratching our heads on from the behavioral health side. The Office of Substance Use and Mental Health, known affectionately as OSAMA, is going to be taking over potentially all physical and mental health operations of jails. So it'll be moving from Department of Corrections under them. We have no idea why, what's going to happen with that, but that's one thing we're keeping an eye on.
Okay. This is something to flag going forward. I mean, there's a lot of times we're ordering people to get stuff, evaluations within a certain amount of time, but at least I give them zero information about where to get it or which providers are going to be acceptable. There used to be a JRI approved moniker that's no longer exists.
Yeah.
So it doesn't require that anymore, but I just want to set people up for success.
So I do have a staff member currently, Chantel. She's currently going through and reaching out to all the providers and trying to create a database that'll list all of the providers in Summit County, what services they provide, what programs they'll be tied into. I don't know, Christy, I see you're on. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I already have a list that we've compiled that I can share with you, Judge. But I don't know that that answers your question because they're not necessarily JR. I mean, that approval, so I don't know if that matters anymore, but I do have a list of providers that I could share.
If it's a list of providers you're comfortable people, human beings getting services from, that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm comfortable with that. Yeah. I'll share with you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or things we should discuss or agenda items for next time? Yeah,
first of the year.
With me.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say thanks to everyone for your support as I kind of get my feet under me. I've got a lot. This is one of 12 committees that I've been assigned. And I certainly don't have the criminal justice background that Melina did. And so I'll definitely need to rely on all of you and your support. I've been in several of these meetings, you know, the last 2 years. So I have a general idea, but you're certainly the experts in this field. And Andy as well. So thank you for your support. I look forward to working with all of you. Please feel free to reach out. And as Darwin mentioned, I'll send an email out once I have that. So we're all on the same thread again going forward. And are we still good meeting with the first Monday of the month at 9:00? And I think, is that, Andy, that's part of the requirement? Is it monthly meetings?
It's not required to meet monthly. That was just something that this group was made into a routine and made into a general order of business. But If we wanted to move from monthly to maybe every other month, that could be something you guys discuss.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we can discuss that next time. And we did find the goals. I think it looks like Margaret sent them out in November. And so maybe next month when we look over that, and now that we have a strategic plan in place, maybe we can meet bi-monthly, but we can discuss that next month. Also, I don't know if anyone heard Casey on the radio this morning, but she did a great job kind of recapping what this group does. And so if you didn't get a chance to listen, you can check that out probably this afternoon on KPCW. Anything else?
Just to confirm, we said the first Monday of the month, so that will be February 3rd at 9 a.m. at the Justice Center, and I'll send out a calendar invite for that if that works for everybody. Cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you all. Have a good one.
Need a motion?
Oh, yes. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
That was a motion by Brad and seconded by Wendy, I think.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Start. Ooh, yeah.